What is up? Welcome back to Bleach Boys. Back again. The full gang is here. We have so much to talk about with Bleach Soul Resonance. The pre-registration is officially open for the United States. We love to see it. I have a special invite code, by the way. If you want to see, I'm going to flash on the screen right here. Bing, bing, bing. Sign up with my invite code. It gets me free stuff. Another Hello Kitty Bleach collab is coming. We had Bleach Brave Souls Fest happening in Japan. They announced a few things, none of which is exciting or going to change your view on the game. So take that with what you will. We have Jump Festa coming ever closer, and we have some quotes from the upcoming cast that are going to be there, which is very, very cool. Ooh. We have a couple of fun Bleach what ifs, the little games we're going to be playing, and then a whole bunch of questions from the Discord. And there is a Club Outside question that is asking about the creator of Kido and why was he not a member of Squad Zero?
Ooh, interesting.
Which is very interesting.
Okay.
So let's start from the top. Bleach Soul Resonance pre-registration is open. The game is launching November 21st. So it's right
around the corner.
Then I can never play Bleach Brave Souls again. I'm going to chuck that game in
BBS
the fucking trash.
Gonna be gone.
I fucking hate that game. Jose, that godforsaken Nemu banner that just came out. I just like, honestly, I can feel my back tensing up right now, Jose. I just want to throw the game in the fucking trash. Like it's, and they've also, which is scam, K-Lab, scam. As I previously discussed, I'm going to calm myself down. As I previously discussed, the guild quest has been secretly buffed into oblivion. And now every character that comes out a new banner, you have to have for the guild quest. You have to have it. So it's been like this for a long time. The last week was my worst week ever. I seriously considered quitting Bleach Brave Souls.
Is that why you guys murdered me?
Yes. Yes. I needed a frustration, like a rage room. I couldn't afford a rage room. I killed Jose. Now Bleach Brave Souls Fest is going on, and obviously it's going to bring new players to come play because they have like some cool like free summons, free accessories, cheap packs that you can buy because it's Bleach Brave Souls Fest. Magically, the week of Bleach Brave Souls Fest, the guild quest has become super easy all of a sudden. Super easy. And like you can complete it with a myriad of characters. Just like how much fun is to play the guild quest on Nightmare Mode and just walk through it like it's fucking awesome. Anyways.
Are you sure it's not just a skill issue you were having?
No. The guy to my Kakashi Divine Departure also stated last week.
Are you sure it's not the other way around?
No, this is correct. This is canonically correct. He said that he too could only make it away. Five couldn't even complete it. This is last week's. This week, you like press a button and you annihilate the whole fucking thing.
Okay, so, well, I believe Divine Departure over you, so I guess I will believe him.
Okay, that's really fucked up. That's really fucked up. Anyway,
Jose, you should have seen it last week. I don't know what we were talking about, but I mentioned Bleach Brave Souls, and Sam just stopped talking. He put his hand over his face and just sighed.
I mean, that was the week the Guild Quest was really hard.
That's the number one.
I'm just getting to the point also, and again, I've talked about this with our good old friend Godslayer. I'm getting to the point where my account is just becoming a little dry on orbs. Like, I really have like squeezed everything I can from the wet rag that is my account. And I am obviously having to summon on banners for characters that are not necessarily my favorite. And now if like some of the other guys in Discord are like, why aren't you summoning for characters that aren't your favorite? I need them for Guild Quest. I need to be number one, okay? It's a priority. So I'm summoning for these stupid fucking characters. I'm rebeating old ground. Anyways, fuck Bleach Brave Souls. I can't wait for Bleach Soul Resonance to come out. Here's my invite link right here, everybody. Click this thing. It's in the description also. Sign up. You
Sam,
can be one of the founding members
of... Just stop playing Bleach Brave Souls for like 2 months and then come back and you get the get a free 6-star banner.
Yeah, you might be right.
That's true.
That's what I do. I get bored and then I stop and I come back and I get free stuff for coming back.
Let me tell you how bad my addiction is to Bleach Brave Souls right now. I was going to cancel. I have the PayPig Pass in Bleach Brave Souls, which is like $26.99 a month. I was going to cancel it because I'm raging against Bleach Brave Souls right now. And they have like, but if you say subscribe for 3 months, you get a free rainbow move source that you can use, obviously, on any character who's a rainbow. I'm already 2 months in. So why?
Sam, what kind of bougie like PayPig is this? I did that once. It was $5 a month.
Yeah, so they have two passes. Yeah, they have one for the peasants and one for the really
the
cool
high rollers.
People. I mean, I guess while we're on Bleach Brave Souls, we'll just pivot straight into Bleach Brave Souls Fest because they announced two new characters. They teased them before. One of them was so obviously going to be Aizen. Like, knew it from the day I saw the fucking outline. So we're going to be getting a Spirit Society Aizen and an Orient Society Bambietta, which fan favorite characters.
Very, very.
I'm kind of hyped about the Bambi, but I don't have the orbs to spend on her, so
Well, as previously discussed, I too don't have the Orioles. So I'm just gonna I'm gonna hire an Etsy witch to curse the line of Nemo because I have summoned on that fucking stupid ass bullshit cock sucking Nemo banner that has not one but three new characters on it, which normally there's only two new characters on the banner. This one has three. I have summoned, I think I'm on step nine, Jose. Ooh. Step nine. I have, which is a lot of orbs that I've thrown down the drain on this. I have not gotten a single fucking new five star in nine steps. Now, this isn't to say I haven't got a five star because I've gotten them, but imagine my surprise. Why would they put one of the featured characters? So this banner, by the way, just refresh everybody's memory. Nemu, Yachiru, Nanao. Mm-hmm. All brand new versions for Thousand Year Blood War. You know what those cocksuckers at K-Lab did? They put the old Nanao as one of the featured characters as well.
Oh, what an asshole.
So ask me what character I've been pulling in this fucking banner. The stupid ass old Nanao. Why? Dude, why?
That character's like 6 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
I know. And like, you know, it's not even, I can't even be fully mad about it because she's still a great booster character to have in Guild Quest. Still great. Still great to have. But fuck you for putting a dupe of a character in there. I'm so
anyway, Jose, how many steps was it till you got Nemu?
Three.
Yeah, you go.
Hell yeah, that's my boy.
Not only that, I rolled two more times and I got her again.
You get any of the other characters?
Just Nemu.
It was destiny. It was destiny, Jose.
I don't know.
I think I have every Nemu unit in the game so far.
Congrats. I'm happy for you.
Did you get the sick one with the black swimsuit?
Oh, well, yes, I did. I was so happy when I got that one.
Pretty cool.
Okay, other Bleach Brave Souls news before I have a heart attack. The image that I have displayed here, which is a special 10th anniversary image by Kubo of Ichigo in his baseball fit, it is going to be turned into in-game content. They didn't say what exactly that means, if that's just going to be a character, if they're going to maybe do some sort of a baseball story, if there's going to be a baseball mode, but they're going to go ahead and add this as in-game content. I assume it's going to fall into the new legendary line of banners that K-Lab is doing, the playable art campaign, and they're just going to fucking throw Ichigo into a baseball fit. But we'll wait. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Alternatively,
do you think we're going to get characters based off of the calendar art Kubo drew?
I can see it.
I'd like that. That'd I can be see cool. it.
Because I don't give a shit about Jackie, but Jackie in the red suit is kind of fire.
It's so cool, right?
This leans into another thing that they have, again, Simi announced, is Bleach Brave Souls announced that they are going to be adding brand new characters to the game never before seen inspired for Bleach Thousand Blood War Core 4.
Damn it. I thought you were about to lead into never before seen. It's the bounce.
I know. Yeah, so if I had just stopped on the first count there, bounce.
Bounce and BBS.
But it says specifically inspired, but also says brand new characters never before seen. Now, it says, quote, never before seen in the game. Now, I take that as these are going to be characters who maybe have never gotten an adaptation before.
Ooh, like, that's true, right?
You know, there are some characters that have not been added to the game, even ever since the manga has ended. Like, Sternwinders, for a long time, we didn't have a Robert.
Yep.
You know, Robert was one of those. Master Masculine was one of those for a very, 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 very long time. Asnot was one of them. So a lot of the Sternwinders were never added to the game. Now, the pessimist in me thinks that this just means new versions, never before seen in the game. So it's not going to be Horn of Salvation Ichigo, I'll tell you that, because we already got that in the game. So I don't know what characters they could be referring to. Maybe some sort of a new form for Chad. Yeah? Yeah? Anybody? Fingers crossed.
Soul King
cool.
Chad?
Yep.
That's
yep.
right.
Yep. So.
Omida with a hole through his back.
Okay. All right. That hurts. That's pretty much like all of the news of purpose. Like any, I guess, noteworthy news that they announced at Bleach Brave Souls Fest. Obviously, a lot of promises to continue working on the game. Thank you so much for playing. You know, it's 10 strong years. Like, we're going to continue to make the game better. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yep.
So, let's talk Bleach X Hello Kitty collab number 2. So, there's another Bleach Hello Kitty collab coming out. I'm not going to be able to name any of these damn Hello Kitty characters except for Kuromi and Hello Kitty. So, Kuromi is teaming up with Aizen. Hello Kitty's teaming up with Ichigo. I have never in my life seen this character. I don't know. Is Hamtaro a Hello Kitty character? Like,
is he?
It literally looks,
it
like,
looks like Hamtaro.
Hamtaro is teaming up with Urahara, which if that is the case, I'm going to nut. I loved Hamtaro.
Hamtaro has one of the greatest openings in all of anime, and you can fight me on that.
Oh, no, I agree.
It's great.
I agree.
Yeah. I remember watching it as a kid.
Time. Hamtaro. If we work together, it's much better.
Hamtaro. My sister had the GBA game.
Yeah?
That game was awesome, by the way.
Okay, that's cool.
If you don't like, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. If you don't like Hamtaro, fuck you. And get out of the podcast.
Damn, it's a very aggressive podcast already.
I will die on this hill.
So that's cool. I'll probably get some merch. My wife's really in her Hamtaro, not her Hamtaro, her Hello Kitty Hello phase Kitty right base. Now. I drove around like fucking five Starbucks today trying to find the Hello Kitty Starbucks thing. On my TikTok, everybody was complaining about the bears being out of stock. Did you see like the glass bear cups that they have there at Starbucks now?
I don't drink coffee, so that does not show up in my feed.
You wouldn't care in the slightest about this by these, but then they came out with a Hello Kitty x Starbucks crossover, and it's just like mugs with like pictures of like Hello Kitty on it, or like a tumbler with Hello Kitty on it. And so everybody's complaining that the bear glass, it's just like a glass bear, is gone. It's like, oh, I could probably roll in and find Hello Kitty. Ah, it's also gone.
Speaking of TikTok, Sam, you were so right. That weird like indie made Star Trek thing is all over my TikTok every time I open it.
Jose, I have a gift to bless your TikTok with after this. I'm going to slowly bless everybody. I talked about this last time. I don't know how I found it, Jose. I'm just scrolling through TikTok. TikTok has recommended me this Star Trek, and I think it's called like Ferret Productions or something like that. And it is like a full, like, I don't know, a setup where somebody recreated the bridge from Star Trek.
What?
And they are doing their own show, but they
it
post
good
clips.
Too.
Yeah. And they post clips of it on TikTok, and they're like 30-second clips of just like they just grabbed around 30 seconds, just shot it up. So like you'll like join in and I'm like watching. I'm watching this guy on the bridge, and they'll be mid-conversation.
I opened it. It was the third video. I'm sending the video to Jose.
So they'll be mid-conversation. It'll just cut. The clip's over.
It's just done.
And it's just like I watched one because I was just so confused. Like, what am I seeing here? Interesting. You know, then they're really into it. Like, it's like typically a bunch of old people doing it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I support that. That's awesome. And then I get another one. And then I get another one.
Is it like
and
it
then
completes the sequence?
I get another. No, they're all random, Jose. So I'm like picking up. One time they're in like a three-way video call on the bridge. Another time the captain has stepped down and he's exploring a planet. Another one they found like an old Star Trek symbol fleet, like a pin. And they're like, how could this be here? I don't know. Another one is like one of the alien races found a way to cloak themselves and fire at the same time. And they got to figure it out. I'm all over this, Jose. Okay. I'm all over this. And so I was explaining to Pythes. And I said, I'm going to bless you, Pythes. I'm going to send this to you afterwards. So Pythes has got to experience the joy of it. What's the review, Pythes?
The acting is terrible, but the sets are shockingly good. And you're right. Like,
okay.
It's not good, but also it's kind of good, and I'm locked in.
There's just something that's so engaging, right, about it?
And, you know, like, if I find it, I will try. I don't know if you even want to link it. Don't leave any hate for these people, because it's just like it's legitimately people just doing it for the love of the game. Just doing it for the love of the game. They don't have many followers. And it's like a group of old people getting together. I don't know if they're like a church group or like who's doing it. And it's not like any pushing any agenda in here. They're just recreating Star Trek episodes. Just
that's
like
kind of cool.
Just
I
like having
that.
A blast.
They're not recreating. They're making their own. Yes, this is Star Wars fan fiction. It's kind of fire.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's just like they're just doing it. And so sometimes I look at the comments because I'm like, I got to see what other people are saying. Sometimes people are very supportive. Other times, like the wrong crowd finds it and they're like, someone needs to just put out read their lines. I'm like, just let them do
like
their
chill.
Thing.
Come on.
Yeah.
People love this.
Yeah.
Is it like that Power Rangers movie that came out not too long ago?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Kind of. Yeah. So it's fun. And if you find it, be nice. Okay. Our audience is very nice. I'm not concerned, but this is to everybody else. Be nice.
Other people.
To us. Be nice to them.
Yeah. You can be mean if it's funny. All right. Come on. But yeah. Sounds like Pythes already blessed you, Jose. So your TikTok will be infected after this. They have a lot of videos.
Okay.
A lot.
Just some dude, some old man with a goatee talking about the Klingons came out of cloaking. And I'm like, all right, I'm in. Got to find out what happens next.
It's so good.
And it never adds, like, connects, right?
No. I think they have, like, one episode that they fully have done on their YouTube. The rest of it's all like clips.
Oh, okay.
It's just
that's
all
clips. Really cool, though.
Yeah.
It's great. 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit Jump Festa, because I think this is kind of interesting and unique. We have Jump Festa coming December 21st, which now that I'm reading that is a month after Bleach Soul Resonance launches, which is pretty cool. And we have a brief little description, and it says the final season of Bleach Legend Blood War is going to be broadcasting in 2026. Members of the cast will gather on stage to deliver the latest information on the final season and a special talk. Mm. And then we have a little quote here from specifically, let's read Marita's quote here, because I think he is full hype mode. He says,
he's so excited.
A once-a-year treat, Jump Festa will be held again this year. Our very own Bleach will also be unleashing its Bankai on the grand stage known as the Super Stage. Everyone gather at Makurai with high expectations and spiritual power. Or spiritual pressure.
Oh, they got the big stage, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're on the main stage this time. And then we also have a quote from the voice actor Uryu Ishida, also the voice actor of Sasuke. He says, I cannot wait for the final season of Bleach Saiyan Blood War to air. I'm looking forward to spending some fun and exciting time with everyone who supports Bleach at the end of the year.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we have a quote from Chad here.
Chad?
Yep.
Hell yeah. And
he says, Bleach and Chad have always given me their strength from the beginning of my career as a voice actor until now. I have nothing but gratitude for them now and forever. I'm standing here in a position where I can express those feelings. I hope we can get excited together. Please come on over. Don't worry. My only good point is that I'm tough.
That's what's up. That's Chad.
And then we have a very short quote from the voice actor of Orihime. She says, it's been a while since my last Jump Festa, and I'm really looking forward to meeting everyone who always supports Bleach in person. Thank you very much.
Okay. Short and sweet.
Mm-hmm. So I really like Marita's quote because he says, come with high expectations. Okay.
Oh my
so, I
God.
Mean, I'm just saying, if I'm going to come with really high expectations, who knows?
Do you think it's going to be a trailer drop or if it's going to be an announcement as to when it's going to be released?
Okay. So here is the world where Sam is perfectly happy. A trailer with the release date.
At the end of the trailer.
Which is not too far out of the realm of possibility.
No.
I think we could definitely get a trailer release date. I think okay, yeah, here, if I was a betting man, so I feel like they always kind of spoil something in the trailers, like last time it was Aizen coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I think the spoiler in this trailer, I don't think it's gonna be I'm torn.
It's going to be the Bankai, but they're not going to show the Bankai breaking.
Well, so I almost think that the spoiler they're going to show is going to be either straight up Horn of Salvation. Mm-hmm. Like they're just because it's already been spoiled. Yeah. Right. So that one, I don't know if I really count that because they already showed in the key visual. But I'm almost thinking that they'll show Tsukushima and Ganju. They'll show Tsukushima.
Yeah.
And I think that will be the spoiler.
Okay.
The
I can see that.
Because the rest of it really is like throwing hands, you know, like, and I think like the big character reveal that a lot of people will be looking forward to is Tsukushima, right?
No, the big character reveal is the screen is black, it fades into purple. There's a man standing behind a broken chair who says, "Welcome to my soul society."
Nah, I don't want that in the trailer.
It's going to
that
be in the trailer, Sam.
I don't want it in there. I don't even want them to show anything from like the Yuha Aizen Ichigo bit. I don't even want them to show it.
It's going to be in there. We're going to see some of the stuff that the visors are doing.
Because yeah, I think they can show pretty confidently, right? If we're talking about it, they're going to obviously show Yodoichi asking stuff.
Yep.
Like, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You already know it's already set up. We're going to see the visors in Gerard. We're probably going to. I bet also, adult Hitsugaya.
We'll see adult Toshiro.
I bet he's going to be the trailer.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to see Kisuke's Bankai, but I feel like we're going to hear him say it.
Similarly to the other trailer we had where it was just all of them saying Bankai leading up to the trailer, they could do a reverse and just show all of the people who are going to be popping Bankai this time and then just cut away when they do it.
Ooh.
And obviously ending with Ichigo doing it. And then imagine you hear Aizen's voice say Bankai. Everybody would just fucking have a heart attack.
I'd come in my pants.
So I do actually think I'm wanting to change my bet. And it's already also been pre-spoiled, right? Because the very first trailer we ever got for Bleach Saiyan Blood War when they announced they were doing the anime, they showed fucking adult Hitsugaya. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
This is like when they like animated the panels, mm-hmm. really, where like it wasn't even really a trailer. They'll show that in this trailer.
Okay.
Hundo.
If it's already unit in Bleach Brave Souls, it counts as a spoiler.
Okay. But yeah, very excited. I think officially, this will be the next time we get any information about Bleach Sergeant Bulwer. I doubt we'll get anything before that. We'll start getting stuff leading up to Jump Festa because they always do like advertisements and Shonen Jump leading up to it. But this will be like the next time any big news from Sergeant Bulwer Core 4, this will be it, 100%.
We're going to get little news because Kubo, I think, just finds it really funny to tease us with news that's not news. Hey, I was talking to this guy today. Thanks, Kubo.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk news that's not news and pivot over to the club outside questions really quick?
Ooh, let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's continuing to drive people insane because like he just continues to answer questions with non-answers. And so like every Sunday he answers these questions, which I think we found out actually is Monday for us. And it just drives people insane that like he answers questions. So let's talk with the number one question here. And it is a question about the Karakura Town, a classic. And it says, is there a connection between how both Soul Reapers and Quincy's live in Karakura and how Karakura is a Jirachi, which is a concentrated spirit zone, which they talk about a lot in the show, right? Mm-hmm. That's the big reason why they wanted to make the Oken there, because it's so concentrated with spiritual pressure. And the guy says, I'm thinking that when people of a certain level of Ryatsu gather in where a Jirachi is formed, that's when the town becomes a Jirachi. Take that for what you will. Kubo responds, yes, but you have things backwards. And it's that things with high Ryatsu are drawn to the Jirachi that has already been developed. So like once it's already started to get high spiritual pressure, it just draws everything else. Mm-hmm.
So it's like in JoJo, stand users are just drawn to each other.
There you go.
Yep. Off to the flame. Yep.
Because I think also that's a good in-world universe reasoning. Whereas like, well, how come we're only focusing on Karakura Town? It's like, well, you know, like everybody's there and it naturally draws in all the other weirdos to go there. You know, makes sense.
The answer is he doesn't need a reason. He just put them in the town because it's easy to write.
Yep. And then the question that has had the internet abuzz. The Soul Reaper who created Kido was probably assigned to Squad Zero, but have they already died? So they want to know. So this person is thinking the reason they don't have the Kido developer in Squad Zero is probably because they're already dead.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the person who developed Kido would be in Squad Zero. Kubo answers, they weren't in Squad Zero. The details are a secret.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. They're in hell.
Okay, so.
that's it. Every time he says it's a secret, it's hell.
Yep.
Hell arc. I saw a really good video on my TikTok, and I wish I remembered the guy's name, where he just sort of goes through what everybody made. Names the Zanpakuto, the healing arts, and he goes, yeah, the healing arts, that's a form of Kido. What about the Kido guy? Why isn't he here? Which leads into this question.
And it is a great question because it seems like everything else, like a Zanpakuto, the uniforms, everything has been accounted for, and obviously those big sweeping inventions have been added to Squad Zero because like it's so insane to have created something like that. And so that is obviously there, the mod souls, right? The mod souls to get you into Squad Zero. And so Kido, which is crazy, it's like, where is the Kido guy? He's not Squad Zero, but the rest is a secret.
Yeah, it's a secret.
So, cool question.
Do you think Kubo gets off on this?
If we're gonna answer that fakely, yes. If we're gonna answer that seriously, I don't think so. But I think he's like this guy where like he has all this cool information that he's built up in his head, and he's like, I'm gonna get that eventually. I'm gonna get to that eventually. I don't know if I'm gonna get to it, but like I don't want to share it here. You know?
I love that.
Yeah,
he's just having fun with it at this point.
And he's like, "Yeah, I could tell him, but I don't know if I want to use that later, so I'm not gonna tell him. Sorry."
I used to hate listening to Kubo's answers because he wouldn't tell me anything, and now I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
He's having a good time. What can you hate the guy for? And also, it's his series, so he can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
Let's
see. What's question three? Is it funny?
No, not really. So question three is asking Kubo if he listens to any radio shows and if he's ever submitted anything as a fan to the radio show. He said that he's never submitted anything, but he likes to listen to All Night Nippon is what he likes to listen to.
Just going to do a quick Google search while you guys talk about something else.
So all I have about All Night Nippon is it's just a Japanese radio program. It's obviously broadcast on the Nippon Broadcasting System. And then that is all I got.
Huh.
And it's a late night talk show. It goes 4 hours. It was originally started in 1967.
Oh, damn. It's still going?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we used to listen to Loveline.
Oh, true. True.
I got a result for All Night Nippon Super Mario Bros., the computer game.
Okay, interesting.
It's a retool of Super Mario, which was originally released on the Famicom in 86. It's a licensed remake based on the Japanese radio program All Night Nippon. The show gave the game away as a raffle prize.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
It seems like they get pretty big. Like, this is probably a very popular radio show because they have had people like Otto on it before, which is like a huge Japanese pop star. So I assume it's a huge radio show. But he has never submitted anything as a fan. You know, Kubo's above that.
Says it has been going since 1967, so it's quite old. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Google.
And that's how it goes. Okay, well, let's just take a quick pause before we get into some fun Bleach-related what-if questions and thank our Patreon supporters.
Yay!
So if you guys didn't know, we do have a Patreon. For $5 a month, you get all kinds of extra bonus cons. You get extra Bleach Boys every week. You get Bleach Boys first before everybody else, sometimes very early. I've been uploading them Fridays. You've almost been getting them 2 days earlier than everybody else. And if you want to check that out, there's even higher perks that you can get there. And if you are a captain level and or above, you get read out live on every single Bleach Boys episode. So let's take a moment to thank all of those people here. And starting from the bottom, we have Veronica Bermudez, Pickle Rick, Batman of the Goatee 13, Sarah Berry, Aether Paradox, Head Captain of Bount Chilsey, also Chazabello, Braxton, Tribble, Divine Departure, Sam's Best Friend, and I'm pretty sure Matilda, but it's just not showing on my list. So thank you guys, and Divine Departure, by the way, changed his name to Sam's Best Friend. So, a win's a win, boy. A win's a win. So
he changed his name to what?
Sam's Best Friend.
Aww. Mm-hmm. We love you too, Divine Departure.
After the rude comment he said last episode, he messed up about that. So, All right, so we have a question from the Discord, which gave us this lovely...
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Chart here. Jose, if you want to pull it up maybe on your Instagram, we can all look at it at the same time. I'll put the picture up here on the screen. It is asking us to choose our Bleach harem. Now, you could either choose horizontal or vertical. I don't know if that's, I just said the same thing. Something
X
ways.
And Y.
Yeah, you have your X side, you have your Y side. And so you can pick either row that you want. And there's some good options here. They're all obviously Bleach Brave Soul choices. I want to, you know, give a special shout out to maybe not picking Ruruka because she is a human girl.
Yep.
So just a heads up, avoid that one there. But there are some good choices here. I'm looking, so here's what I'm looking at already. There is a row that has Kukaku, my love, in it, okay? But if
and
I go down
to Kukaku at that.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If I go down on that row, I get Candace, Nell.
Love.
But then I have fucking Rangiku.
I mean, that's not bad.
I want nothing to do with Rangiku as a person. I find the most annoying person in the world. Now, if I go the opposite direction, I could have Kukaku. I could have Lisa, Retsu, and Yoruichi.
That's a banger
That's a banger. That's a banger. So that's my leading one right now. Now that bottom row looks really good for both you and Pythies.
I would
when I see Isane, Nemu, Rukia, and Nell.
Mm-hmm. You can't lose.
Yeah, there is literally no other row I would choose than H.
Same, 100%.
And just looking at that, I see a couple losing rows. One specifically being G, which is Soifon, Ruruka, Bambietta, and Rangiku. Puke, 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 puke. F is not bad if those were one of your favorite characters, which you have Nanao, you have Orihime, you have Hallible. Hallible's a good shout. And Candace Catnip. Alternatively, if you liked these characters well, there's C, which has Lisa, Hallible, Bambietta, and Rukia. That's not a bad one. It's really not a bad shout. A is not bad either. It just depends if those are your type. You know, I'm not going to judge. You have Yoda.
I dislike Soifon intensely, so I would never pick A.
Yeah, there's some characters that are just a dead no for me. Obviously, Ruruka, Rengiku, Soifon. I agree with that as well. So for me, I'm going to go row E, obviously. It's going to be Yoruichi, Retsu, Lisa, and Kukaku.
And I think you got two H's from us.
Two. Really? I thought you'd go B for sure.
No, I don't like Ruruka.
Fair.
I find her annoying. Her and Soifon are the two I probably would not like out of any of these lists.
Now let me ask you a question. So in your row, you can keep three. You have to remove one.
Oh, sorry. Pythies, you can keep Isane.
Yeah, I'll keep Isane.
No, you each have to pick. You each have to pick. So you can keep three of the four. You have to remove one. Who are you removing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting rid of Isane, and then I'll take the other three.
Damn, that's harsh. That's harsh.
Yeah, and I'm getting rid of Nemu. It's easy.
All right. Now, in my row, this is going to be scandalous. I think I might get rid of Retsu.
Really?
Dang,
yeah. Okay, I thought you'd get rid of Lisa.
Same.
I kind of like Lisa's vibe more than I like Retsu's vibe.
Lisa sounds like a good time, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I guess that's fair. Retsu scares me.
She could bloodbend your wiener.
Because I was also thinking if I could look at some of the other rows and I could just cut people out. Like, I can make a good argument for B if I could cut out Rangiku. You know, I can make a good argument for B. That also seems like it'd be a fun time.
If I could switch Nemu into D, I would just move Kukaku down, and then I would take D.
Okay.
I'd be okay with sacrificing myself with Rangiku. She might be plastered, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah. So like that would be Nemu, Candace, Rangiku, and Nell. That's a good shout.
I mean, I have to move two because I don't like Soifon or Nanao.
I don't mind Nanao. I think she's
but
she's
like Yoruichi's cool.
Yeah, Yoruichi's awesome.
A badass.
Awesome. Like, come on, you can't go wrong with that.
Is she best girl? She might be. Like, we all have our own individual preferences, but Yoruichi, I think, is the best one.
Like, if I had Yoruichi, Lisa, and Kukaku, those are just, like, three baddies, you know? Like, come on.
Who would you switch for Retsu right there?
If I could just replace Retsu with somebody else?
Yeah, from this list.
I would probably just throw it OG and just put Rukia up there.
Okay, not bad.
I think you can't go wrong with Rukia. I like Rukia's personality a lot.
Yeah, Rukia's a bro.
Yeah, she's awesome. Like, Rukia's someone you'd hang out with and have a fucking kick-ass time.
And there's a reason she married Renji.
That's true.
The boy. The boys. Yep. All right. So let's swap to the next one now. And this is a quote from Reign of Bankai on Twitter. I don't know if he created it, but this is where I saw it. So shout out to him. And it says, you have $1,000 to build a team of Bleach characters. Who's your pick? Now, I'm going to say, let's do the time old classic question. This is all what if questions in the world. Mm-hmm. You can build a team, but then the rest of the Bleach universe is coming after you. And I would say let's exclude, because I don't think they're on here, Squad Zero will not come after you. Just because with Ichiwe being there, you're just instantly dead on most of these cases. So let's say Squad Zero is not going to come after you. You're not a threat to the Soul Society, but everybody else is going to come fuck you up.
We exclude every character on the list and say if you don't pick them, they're still not going to come after you.
No, because I think you have to have some of these characters come after you.
Yeah, but like, aside from Ichigo, who do you take the whole team against Aizen?
Well, also, I'm just now realizing Senjumaru is on there right on top. Yeah. So let me read the team for the audio listeners here.
Yep.
So you have $1,000 to build a team of Bleach characters. For $500, you have Ichigo, Aizen, Senjumaru, and Kenpachi. For $400, you have Uryu, Urahara, Rukia, Orihime. For $300, you have Hitsugaya, Yoruichi, Rangiku, and Okiora. $200, you have Renji, Grimmjow, Nell, and Ruruka. $100, you have Ikkaku, Nanao, Hiyori, and Candace.
I'm just going to pick characters I like. This
will be easy. Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. I have to do the math. Okay, I'm picking, we're picking Rukia and Ukiora. That'll be $500.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm taking Nell for $200. I'm taking Grimmjow for $100 and Candace for another $100. That's my $1,000.
Okay. So you did Rukia, Okiora, Candace. Yep. That's $800. And then what were the other two?
Nell.
Nell and Grimmjow.
Well, you only have $1,000.
You can only pick one.
Because Rukia is $400. Yeah. So with Rukia and Okiora, you're at $700.
$700 there.
I've already lost track of the math.
Okay, so Rukia and Okiora, you have $700. So you have $300 more dollars to spend after Rukia and Okiora.
Okay, yeah, Nell and Candace.
Okay, all right. Now, as a team trying to defend you, you're fucked. But
now,
yeah, that's
now
a fun,
can
that's a fun
I get an extra $100 if I throw Riruka in the garbage?
yeah, sure, I'll allow that.
Okay, I'll take Ikkaku. That extra $100, and I want to use it to hang out with Ikkaku.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, all right, Shay. Jose?
If I'm trying to survive, Aizen,
okay.
Orihime, and...
You cannot trust Aizen.
I don't need to trust him. I just need to believe that I'm still alive.
Yeah, sure, sure.
He will flex his spiritual pressure and you will die and he will not try to save you.
So do
you
I got Mommy Hime with me.
Or okay, so you have $100. Who are you picking from the $100 list? So you have Aizen and Orihime, which is a killer combo with the heals and stuff like that. It's good.
What does the Nanao sword do?
It's like the god reflecting sword. So,
fuck it, I'll take Candace just because she's there.
I knew it. I knew you would.
Yeah. So I mean, just looking at the list from a practicality standpoint. Now, I honestly don't think Senjumaru was that impressive. Okay, like she shook the three worlds, mm-hmm. which was crazy. But like you know, she didn't have a good showing. She got whomped. You know, like if I'm gonna also be going against Uryu, then I can't pick Senjumaru. Like that's crazy.
It's gonna be so rough.
Now in my mind, I immediately go like, what if I just double stack Aizen and Urahara? You know, like wouldn't that just be nasty? Like I just like double stack that. That'd be pretty bullshit. Then also, I just think I have $1,000. What if I just literally pick Ichigo and Aizen?
Ichigo and like, Aizen, yeah.
They took down Yuha Baha. Like, what the fuck is going to happen to me? Like, everybody else on their own is fucked. Like, there's just nothing else you can do.
Nobody picked Kenpachi, which weirds me out.
Well, I just think Kenpachi is like your physical bruiser. And I think with Urahara and Aizen on the list, or even, I would say, Hitsugaya, mm-hmm. I think you're in for a bad time.
Yeah, but Kisuke does so many weird experiments. I'm like, yeah, he'd keep me alive, but at what cost?
And I also think like you would probably also have a good time with like I just think Aizen by far is just like utility wise. Mm-hmm. If you can, obviously the quote, we can't trust Aizen, but if we could trust Aizen in a perfect world, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah,
you're looking
right?
pretty good.
You'd be all right.
And then if you wanted just to have the ultimate like. Oh, fuck you. I figured it out. Experience. You could go with an Uryu Urahara combo.
True.
just literally the antithesis. And then Urahara figures out how to fucking counter everything else. Like, that's the ultimate fuck you. And then I guess you would go with what? Ruruka? Because once they're weak, you throw them in the fucking playhouse and you just call it a day. Like what are they going to do?
I mean, she'd have to think it was cute to get it in the playhouse.
Oh, that's true.
Well, it works really well for like an Ichigo.
Then, yeah, you can get, if you use Renji, you know, powered up Renji.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what? Renji basically fucking one hit KO masked masculine. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm really mad Renji is that low on the list, by the way.
Yeah, it's from a Renji hater.
Yeah, why is Rangiku above him?
Yeah, that is strange.
it's the boobs.
It's the waifu tax. That's how boobs, it is. Yeah. It's the waifu tax.
But there's she sucks and I hate her.
Mm hmm.
She can suffocate someone with those things.
Now,
you don't know.
What about some sort of a combo? I'm thinking like a combo wombo here. Like, I go Rukia, Bankai, and then I pick Kenpachi as my backup. I just hope that Rukia freezes everything, and then Kenpachi will just come in and clean up.
Yep. Like, he's just going to come in. Yep. Or he might not like that because it's
also
not a fair
fight.
Also weird
that, like, Byakuya is not on the list, huh? Like, one of the most profound characters. Really weird.
Or I mean, we could go straight like a Roncar and go, like, Aizen, Uki, or Grimmjow as a team.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. That does work. Or like, what if you do some sort of a combo? Maybe like, let's say it's like a video game. If by picking both Urahara and Yoruichi on the same team, I unlock like her God of Thunder form, you know?
Ooh,
like,
yes.
That'd be pretty good. Although I just feel like shame because they really lost. They really lost at the end of the day. So I don't know if I want to bet on a losing horse. I don't know if there's like a world where you stack a bunch of people. Like, what if I get all of the bottom row, I've only spent $400.
That's true.
You know, then I have like a whole fucking squad working it with me. But it's tough because I don't know. Hiyori has no feats. Like that's
tough. Also don't like her.
And like you have to get Candace pre like fighting anybody because she was just weak at a certain point. Mm-hmm. Candace just like mm-hmm. sucked ass.
Once they took her Volstandic, right?
Yeah. 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 Like Nanao has feats. Like Nanao is not bad. Nanao is probably the best one off of that list. And then Ikaku is
and
a fucking broken
And in terms of fighting,
Bankai.
Ikaku's a really good fighter.
Yeah, but he's got a broken Bankai. Mm-hmm. Like hey, that's just tough. You could also
pre-broken Bankai, but he still wouldn't use it.
Yeah, you could also go all the row 200, which would be Renji, Okiura, Nell, and Ruruka, and then you still have $200 to spend, so you can get two people off the bottom row. But then that just sucks. I don't know. There's no play there. There's no play.
Not happy with Team Arrancar. I'm going that one.
Team Arrancar.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's some good combos in there, but it's so clear like who are the better ones. I would have almost have put Uryu or Urahara on the top instead of Senjimaru. I think you would make
I think that's a better argument.
You'd make a better argument for Senjimaru at $400 where, like, okay, I could combo Senjimaru with somebody and then she's pretty good.
I think the list would be better if they just put only trash tier characters on it.
Yeah. Because also with Senjimaru, like, also kind of, I mean, basically, she has insta-kill Bankai also.
True.
Because right? She traps you in the threads and then she just, like, fucks you over. Like, it's done. The only reason they won was because Uryu's bullshit.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was really good bullshit, though.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
It was fantastic.
That's why I'm saying. I mean, like, man, Uryu Urahara makes a good fucking call. Like, that's not a bad team right there.
They need to give me the release date for Core 4 so I can go back and rewatch Core 3 and dub.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally. True.
Totally. You guys ready for some questions from the Discord now?
I'm ready.
How toxic are these?
Not bad. They're not bad. Some of them that you responded to already, Pied. So one was from our editor, Robert. And he actually pointed out, he said, since the outro of Core 3 is setting up future conflicts, because he shows, like, Toshiro coming to fight Gerard. He says Jyoduichi and Urahara versus Asken. Is it in, like, their fighting poses? He wants to know, who do you think Kira will fight? Because they actually showed Kira in the outro with his little hole in the chest.
He's going to fight the chickens.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to fight the chickens, right?
And Pied,
so Jose, what I said.
Let me read you what Pied said. Robert's like, who's he going to fight? Who do you guys think? Pied goes, me. I'm going to square up.
we throw hands.
Robert, of course, being Robert, said Robert, mm-hmm. if everybody's following that track. I think it's just really setting up the Lige Baro. Like, they're probably going to show a little bit more of him defending the area. I wouldn't be surprised if we also get some reaction shots of, like, Kira when Aizen is doing his thing down there. Mm-hmm. I definitely see some reaction shots of that. But I think they're going to expand on more of that stuff. So it'll be cool.
You think Maki Maki will be there?
I think so.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of, I have talked about a lot about how I really, okay, I would be super fucking hyped for them to show Aizen's Bankai. I would be so hyped. But deep down in my heart of hearts, I don't want to see it. Because I think I've talked about this a million times. Aizen's super cool.
But what if it's a cool Bankai, though?
Because no matter what, he has to lose.
That's true.
The story is already written. So you can add stuff, but it's not going to affect the story. Kind of like a filler arc. You know the filler arc's not going to affect the story, so what's the point? Now, a character whose Bankai I would like to see that wouldn't affect anything and you could conveniently have it off doing something else is Kira.
That would be pretty interesting.
You could show his Bankai and it would not affect any of the story and you could create whatever the fuck story you want because he is fighting Lige Baro for all intents and purposes. You know, like a little bit of a lesser form of Lige Baro, but a lesser form of a god is still pretty fucking good.
That's true.
I don't know, man. I think the bird form is cool.
The chicken form?
I like the chicken form. I think it's neat.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not disagreeing that it's like, I'm just trying to make the argument that who he is fighting now is not a joke. Like, it's a big deal. So it would still be a good time to show Kira's Bankai for the first time, him doing that. And if we really want to make everybody happy, throw Robert Akitron in there, right?
That would be sick.
We really want to make everybody happy. But I would like to see Kira's Bankai. But Kira is also actively in No Breath from Hell, as we saw already in the chapter. Mm-hmm. So he could be saving it for that.
He looks cool in No Breath from Hell.
He looks way fucking better in No Breath from Hell. I actually like his design a lot.
He got rid of the long hair and they gave him a hood. That's all it took.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Freaks Guild wants to know, what do you think the end of the year banners will be for BBS? And he wants to know, how did I go bald? Which we've answered before. And then he wants to know, do I still grow hair or am I too old? I do still grow hair. If you've not seen the hair on my head, I still grow it. I wish I didn't grow hair because I'm tired of shaving it. I just wish it would just all disappear. End of year units.
The nice artist lady in Japan gave you hair.
Oh my God. She saw it. She saw it.
Sam, did you put that picture up on the podcast? Because it killed me.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in there. What do we think the end of the year units for Bleach Brave Souls will be?
Ichigo and somebody else. That's the answer.
It's always the answer. I could see it being literally this Ichigo right behind, like the fucking baseball Ichigo.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a piece of artwork.
I mean, if they were truly like fucking ready to make bucks, they would have thrown baseball Ichigo in there when the Dodgers won. They would have just like, let's fucking call it a day.
Just saying. They won last year because they did a collaboration with Hololive. They won this year because they did a collaboration with Hololive again. I'm just saying maybe that's the winning strategy.
Okay, maybe other baseball stadiums need to adapt and also get that.
Yeah. I mean, what's his name? The Padres down here tried it with – was it the Padres in San Diego? I don't know what team is in San Diego, but, you know, they tried it with the Demon Slayer Knight.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Should have done Bleach.
Dude.
True.
Every time
true.
They swing, it's a Getsuga.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be Ichigo end of year. I don't know who else they'll put in there with it.
Hopefully Orihime will get a good unit for once.
Now, I don't know if this is even true. I'm just going to shoot this off the top of my fucking head, but I do feel like Yuhabaha hasn't gotten a lot of units, and he's pretty core to the story, so I can see like a Yuhabaha, a Soul King unit would be fucking funny. Like just the crystal.
Just a crystal would be
hilarious.
He's just a rock. No, yeah. I want a Mimi Hage unit. He's just a hand.
That'd be cool. I'd be down for that. They have a lot of options, which could be pretty unique and actually funny. Like, it would be funny if the Soul King, like, he literally just floats around and all of his movesets are just, you can have all four of the squads here just, like, come in and attack for all of your movesets.
That'd be pretty cool.
Which all they have to do is reuse the models that are already in the game. Mm-hmm. So
they do that in Fae Grand Order.
There you go.
They put, like, the master from a previous Fae game as a playable character in their attacks, or they just summon the servants they could use in that game.
That's cool. All right, next question from Divine Departure, who is apparently my best friend. Shout out. He wants to know, who is our favorite girl outside of Bleach that you know would dominate you, but it still turns you on? And why is it Mommy Maki after she kills her clan? Okay, which is spoilers for Jujutsu Kaisen.
Just gonna go and spoil the whole manga right there.
I don't know who Maki is.
Okay, good. But yes, she's up there. I don't think she has the longevity, not yet. I think the anime will make her much more of a dominant character, and we'll see a lot more of that version of Maki. But a character that has stood the test of time that I think is, well, let me reread the question, would dominate you but still turns you on outside of Bleach, Revy from Black Lagoon.
I was just about to say, I think you would like a Revy.
Yep.
I'm going to look up a picture of the character so you can post it.
Okay.
It will be safe for work, don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
It is a character from Fate Grand Order, which is just the evil version of the character I like, called Kage Kyo no Taira.
Okay.
It's an Avenger class servant. She's just the evil version of Ushiwaka Maru.
Jose, your choice?
For some reason, I thought of Urza, but I forget she's a softie.
She is a softie.
Yeah, she is a softie.
Yep.
There we go.
I posted the safe for work version of her. I just got her to bond 10. I'm very happy. And no double dipping, Jose. You can't just say Revy too.
No. Yeah. Maybe Ezda?
Tell him. Oh, good pick.
I think Ezda.
Good pick, Jose.
I think Ezda. Yeah.
Daddy.
She might step on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd let it happen.
Alternatively, the commander from Akame ga Kill also, whose name I can never remember.
I always forget her
Batty.
Name.
Batty.
I don't remember that character.
She had the short gray hair, and she could summon Susanoo Batty.
Did she have an eye patch?
Yep, she did.
Okay, I remember that character. I thought she was cool. Does she die?
No, she lives. I think it's her and Akame that make it to the end, obviously, plus the main character. And then she stays behind to like help construct the new government. And that's when they kind of tell like Akame, like, hey, sorry, like we have to pin this all on you because it's our new
government. You're fucked, sir.
Deuces.
Oh, I sent my runner up. That's Saber from Fate Stay Night's bitch ass older sister Morgan Le Fay.
If we're gonna do runner up, Saber Red.
I haven't seen it. Can't
Saber Red.
Come on, you know she's a big softy too.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm gonna throw her in the category.
She carries over her character development from Apocrypha into Fate Grand Order and keeps changing.
Okay, that's cool.
One of her skills is named after that last cigarette she had.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So Marasena Day wants to know, what are some of our favorite mangas and anime that aren't so mainstream?
I'm not going to talk about Claymore again because I talk about that all the time.
Go with the Clouds. I always wanted to finish that one.
Go with the Clouds. That's the one where they go to Iceland and there's a murder mystery. Fire.
I think that one's really crazy with the murder mystery. We've only done the three volumes.
Yep.
I haven't heard of that.
Go with the Clouds, like Northeast by Northwest or something. North by Northwest. The art is really fucking
gorgeous.
Good.
And it makes
like
you
all like real locations in Iceland. It's awesome. One of the best ones that we've read for sure. I mean, a lot of the ones that we have read have been pretty popular. Like, I guess a good one would have been like Chain Soldier, but now that's super popular. Really, that's super, super,
yeah,
popular.
Super popular now.
Has an anime. Mm-hmm. Really good. The one that they haven't adapted to an anime, which is also very popular, but was also one that we really liked, was Fire Punch.
Fire Punch
also by Chainsaw
so
Man author, was really, really good. This is also a really popular one, but like Goodnight Poom Poom, we loved.
Yeah.
Goodnight Poom Poom was really good.
That would just, if it wasn't even made into a movie, I'd be,
yep,
I'd be devastated.
There was the other one about, like, it's one of those stupid long titles, and it was like, what, oops, I accidentally gave magical girl powers to the wrong girl. And it,
yes,
was like about the delinquent who gets magical girl powers. That was cool.
That was pretty
fun.
Cool.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got a couple.
Okay, go ahead.
So in the vein of Record of Ragnarok, there is a wild story called Rosengarten Saga. And I'm not going to say anything, but you need to be an adult to read that one, because it is wacky and crazy and has some of the best fighting in manga.
Okay.
On the softer side, there is a manga called Bride Story, which is by the same lady that made Emma, a Victorian Romance, and it is a historical setting. I believe the steppes, about 1800s, really good story. I also like Drifting Dragons.
Okay. Ooh, I've heard of that one. That one really was good. Really popular when I worked at Barnes & Noble. Like, we sold a lot of Drifting Dragons. I saw it everywhere.
It's about a crew of a draking ship. Basically, it's just an airship, and instead of hunting whales in the ocean, they're hunting dragons in the sky.
That's crazy cool.
And then they eat them. So it's like half hunting dragons, half cooking them. So it's like kind of a cooking manga.
Oh, it's like cool. A delicious in Dungeon.
Yeah. No, it's better than Delicious in Dungeon.
Another follow-up question from Mara Senaday. She wants to know if the Weebs Guild can watch Hinamatsuri.
I've seen it already.
I don't know what it is.
I've already seen it. It's very, very good. It's a comedy anime.
Oh.
It's really funny. It's really cute.
Okay, I'll watch it.
There you go.
Hinamatsuri, that's something festival, right?
I don't know what it stands for, but...
Doll's Day, like, or Girl's Day annual festival in Japan? This has to be... Anime, all right. Oh, I've heard of this. Isn't this one really good?
It's really good.
Okay.
Really, really good. Really, really funny. And it's only one season.
Oh, one season? That's not bad.
Yep. And last question from Mr. Emo Question Simp Boy. He wants to know, how is Pythes and Jose's day?
I had a very, very, very long day today. Okay. My work is trying to kill me, I swear. They're driving me
insane. See. I had a very long day at work, but after I got home and after a lot of trying, I managed to finally get the good ending with Rice Shower and Umamusume. So I'm over the fucking moon right now.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Okay, very nice.
Her career is really hard, and I failed over and over and over again. Did it easy, didn't even have to use a single clock to reset. My day's 100% right now.
All right. Well, that's going to end this episode of the Bleach Boys. Now, you might be wondering, Sam, Pythes, you guys talked last week about this weird Star Wars anime episode that you guys were going to watch that's taken over the internet. We watched it.
Yes,
we watched
did.
It. All three of us have watched it. We had Jose watch as well. It's only 13 minutes. If you guys are not following along, Star Wars Visions Volume 3, which is the third season of Star Wars Visions, where a bunch of Japanese anime studios each do episodes of anime. There was a episode that was like blowing up my Twitter right before we started. It was called Black, and it was like this point of view stormtrooper episode. That's all I knew about it. And so we had decided to, we are all gonna watch it. We're gonna go talk about that on our Patreon. So if you guys want to see that, join us over there, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more Bleach news as well. But until then, leave a like and subscribe. We'll see you guys next week for more Bleach Boys. Bye, everybody.
Bye.